Israel is pressing ahead with its bloody war on the Gaza Strip. More than 1,370 Palestinians have been killed since the beginning of the onslaught on July the 8th. In one of the deadliest attacks, 17 Palestinians were killed in an airstrike on a busy market near Gaza City. Doctors working with the Palestine Red Crescent Society in the war-torn Gaza Strip say they are dealing with serious problems. The medics say they have no access to power and water. The crisis comes as Israel has not spared hospitals and shelters, among other public places in Gaza, from its deadly attacks. Israel has called up another 16,000 reserve forces for fighting in the Gaza Strip. This brings the total number of mobilized reservists to 86,000. The Israeli army says it has issued the additional mobilization order to allow troops on the ground to rest. Gun violence has left three people dead and several police injured in the U.S. state of North Carolina. The shooter sprayed his father-in-law's house with bullets after his wife went there following an argument. He later exchanged gunfire with police and was subsequently killed. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a Republican plan to file a lawsuit against President Barack Obama over the 2010 health care law. Obama has been accused of exceeding the bounds of his constitutional authority. Republicans say he has gone too far in selectively enforcing parts of the health care overhaul. Venezuela's foreign minister has blasted the United States for imposing travel bans on Venezuelan officials over alleged human rights abuses of demonstrators. Elias Joa characterized the U.S. move as, quote, the desperate cry of those who know that the world is changing. He also accused the U.S. of routinely violating international law. A massive landslide has buried a remote village in India's western state of Maharashtra. At least 30 people have been killed and up to 200 others trapped in the natural disaster. Rescue workers, along with villagers, are searching for survivors and bodies.